Finita Ranch blocked for the fifth time in 27 years as Santee advances license plate cameras and a new community center. The Finita Ranch development proposal, first introduced in 1999, has suffered its fifth consecutive court defeat. The San Diego Superior Court and California's 4th District Court of Appeal issued concurrent rulings in early June, finding that the Santee City Council attempted to circumvent its own general plan amendment rules to avoid triggering a voter referendum on the project. Under Santee's city charter, certain land use changes require voter approval. Both courts found the council's approval routing was improper. The project would have placed approximately 3,000 homes across 2,600 wildfire-prone acres in the city's northwest. Environmental groups Preserve Wild Santee and the Center for Biological Diversity, which have litigated the project for years, described the ruling as protecting residents from wildfire risk and upholding local land use law. The legal record across five defeats over 27 years reflects the difficulty of large-scale hillside development in a region with serious wildland fire exposure, illustrated just 3 weeks ago when the Border 6 fire burned 2,525 acres in nearby Dalzura. With Finita Ranch blocked, Santee's housing future likely depends on infill development along the Santee Town Center corridor and areas served by the trolley extension. That conversation will be shaped in part by the November 3rd City Council elections, with districts 1 and 2 on the ballot. On public safety technology, Santee officials are advancing an automated license plate reader program. 6 cameras on a 1-year, $18,000 contract connecting into an existing countywide network that already includes cameras at Las Colinas detention facility. Privacy advocates have raised concerns about data retention policies, access controls, and whether the data could be used beyond its stated law enforcement purpose, questions the city will need to answer publicly before the program is fully operational. The ALPR network's connection to shared county infrastructure is particularly relevant given the week's immigration enforcement context. On a more optimistic note, construction is underway on a long-promised community center near the Cameron YMCA at 101 Riverwalk Drive. The City Council unanimously approved the $26.8 million agreement last December. The planned facility will be 12,500 square feet across 2 stories, funded through $14 million in development impact fees, a $4.5 million state grant, and a $6.6 million draw from the city's general fund. For a city that has needed this facility for years, shovels are finally in the ground.